Surprised, there are marks on the chest. It looks like scratch marks. They're shark skills type marks. On your chest, you mean?
Yes. I'm viewing my body from outside. I'm looking back at myself. It's really unusual looking. I'm changing colors. It's from being outside.
You were pink because you were on the surface?
It seems that this happens. I don't know if I was returning.
A big breath, hold on. The energy may have been affecting him again.
D, are you a sexual creature?
C, there doesn't appear to be any apparent sexual differentiation between beings at this time.
D, can you see if you have any ears or nose?
C, very little.
Nobody does.
D, what about a mouth?
C, yes.
A mouth. Whenever I try to look at the other creatures, they seem to shift in and out of physicality.
It's getting dark now.
D, it's all right if they shift around.
Just tell me what you can.
That's the only thing you can do.
But do you have teeth?
C, no.
D, what do you use for sustenance?
How does the body live?
C, let's go down the ramps and see.
I'm in a corridor.
It's almost square, and it has like lime green tile on the walls.
It's fairly bright.
And we're coming around a turn, and it,
90, legacy from the stars opened up into a.
Thinking how to define it, it's part of the city.
It's like an auditorium.
And then,
confused, I'm not in the same place.
Why do you think that?
Because there are humans all over now.
Laugh, there are humans now instead of the others?
Yeah. Confused, I went through a tunnel, and now I'm in an auditorium.
These are people that look like humans, you mean?
No answer.
Do you still look the same?
No.
Now I'm me again.
It's almost like I walked into a different world, into an opera house, from this other complex.
And it's like it's frozen in time.
There are people standing around, and lights are on.
It's like I stepped into the middle of a preparation for a performance of some sort.
And it's very different.
It's very strange.
They are not moving.
Do you want to go back down the corridor to the other place again?
Let me go back.
Can you do that?
Yes, I can.
I'm going back up the corridor, and then we go around.
And then the corridor.
There's no ceiling on the corridor this time.
It's black.
Dark.
I don't understand.
It's like, when he came to the first place, I was not on Earth.
Then I stepped out into an Earth-like auditorium, but everything was frozen in time.
And now the corridor seems to go back towards where I was.
But it looks different.
It's coming out of the ground, and it's nighttime, or there's no sun.
And there are stars out.
And it's back on the surface where I was originally.
Nearby, but it's more of a canyon desert place than being on the ridge.
It's all black and scorched also, but my body doesn't feel any tingling or heat as it did before.
I'm just confused about what I'm doing there.
D, C, D, C, D, C, D, C, D, C,
a wrong turn in evolution, 91.
Did he inadvertently enter a doorway between two dimensions?
Each vibrating at a different speed, so that one appeared to stand still?
This occurred once in my work with Nostradamus, Volume 3, and has occurred in my investigation of UFO cases, where time appeared to stand still.
If these were parallel dimensions, then one was on Earth, past or present, and one on the alien world.
It could also be parallel universes existing side by side.
This type of complexity will be further explored in my book Convoluted Universe.
D, all right.
Let's return again to the place where you were.
It looked like a mall, and you said you were underground.
You saw all the other creatures.
C, that's down the tunnel.
D, let's return to that again, and explore that area.
You can do this.
Do you want me to count you, or can you find it by yourself?
C, oh, I can get back in.
There's an access way right here.
And we go in, and up something like an escalator type thing.
And now I'm overlooking the area where I was standing before.
It's like a mezzanine.
That walk goes around it.
And there is an indoor type of garden.
It looks like an algae pond of some sort.
They're growing algae.
And it's illuminated from above by the plexiglass-like granite that is translucent.
And inside the translucent material are large flecks,
like it's made out of alabaster with big flecks of some kind of material. It's an unusual stuff. It shields the radiation and provides light and warmth for the building, and the algae. There appears to be a type of garden, but it's harvestable. It's very unusual. So I'm going around the mezzanine. D. If this was harvested, what would it be used for? C. Food. D. How would you take it into your body? C. It's smeared on their skin. It looks like a lotion. It's absorbed. D. They make it into a lotion, and then this is absorbed? 92. Legacy from the stars. C. Food. It looks like people are taking it, like you would scrape mold off a rock. And then they rub it on their chest where the shark-like slots are. D. If you were to do that, what would it feel like? C. I can't get down there from here to try it. But it probably would feel like rubbing. Putty. I don't know. The consistency looks a little more like snot. A mucousy type of material. It's greeny-purply-blacky looking stuff. And it has a bit of its own luminosity. It looks almost like the stuff in a glowing watch. Something that emanates light. It's stuff like an electrolyte. I believe it had something to do with the water or the growth process. It's like there's light on the bottom of the pond. The energy of creating these molds or spores or funguses or lichens, or whatever they are. And if I was going to say it in context of earth-based stuff, it looks like it would be a cafeteria. D. So this is how you take food. By smearing that on the body. C. It's definitely some sort of nourishment. Nobody's chewing anything. D. All right. What is your job? What do you do in that place? Do you have an occupation or something that takes up your time? See yourself doing whatever it is? C. I'm going into a small area. There are little rooms that look like giant test tubes. Almost like telephone booths that are round, that you can get in and out of. They almost look like a whole bunch of steam tubes. That's a good analogy. They're upright. But they look more ice cream cone shaped. D. With a point at the top? C. The bottom. He had difficulty describing. It looks like a bee nursery where there's a gestation process going on here. D. Do these little, what should I call them, containers? Do they have anything inside them? C. Bods. Their bodies. Their bodies to be ensouled. D. I didn't understand. In what? C. Ensouled. It's a genetic birthing center. There are three walls. More than three walls. It's like the containers grow with a wrong turn in evolution. 93. D. C. D. C. D. C. D. C. D. C. D. C. The gestating body inside. Starting small. And then they grow larger. And they grow in squares. Like specific numbers are produced in series. They are arranged in tiers. I'm looking at it through a containment material, not glass, but it's transparent. And I'm going down the hall next to it, checking them for failure rate. What do you mean? Sometimes there's a defect and the, he didn't know what to call them. Bodies don't survive the process. Like producing. It's very strange. Is this how your race is reproduced? Yes. This is where the process is done. Where these beings that want to ensoul choose the vehicle for the experience. Can you see the ones that are just beginning? How do they look? That's where I am right now. It almost looks like a beehive, where frustrated, it looks. They start small in little containers. And then the container and the bodies grow with the process. And it moves along to the next level of a tiered facility. It's not moved by a conveyor belt. It moves more like something you'd see in a canning plant. It's a mass production. As far as I can see, there's probably, let's see, hundreds, maybe 1200 and something units in the process at this point. They're nurtured through the bottom of the pod. They're held like an egg. Like a melon scooper with tubes connected to the bottom where the fluids enter into the process. So I'm walking by that, and now I'm going to another facility. There is fluid in these containers. There's fluid surrounding the bodies being developed. And the container expands with the being. Is that correct? Correct. Right. Can you see what it first starts out as?
They come from a bunch of office-looking facilities at the beginning of the conveyor process, where the real small ones are. And they're coming up out of room. The beginning process is in the rooms. When they first come out, 94, legacy from the stars, they look like a petri dish with a flat bottom connected to a base with a tube. Then there's a bump on the top. It's like a mucus expandable gelatin shell that holds the embryo, and grows with it. And we can go down at the other end and see what happens. When the process is finished.
Yes. Does this take a long time for it to grow to the proper size?
My understanding is that they grow them as fast or as slow as is required to provide the vessel for the ensouling being. There are different rates, for there's not a large death rate here. But people can come and go. Entire families can come and go for other experiences, and do so, for accessing incarnational probabilities in other realities. Group pods of beings. I'm seeing families, memories of my family being born all at once. I see the ensouling. That's at the other end. The fully gestated vehicles wait for a decision for the bodies to be ensouled. And then they're brought into like a plexiglass, surprised, shower. Shower? The containers are washed or treated, and then they dissolve. And the vehicles are animated, and checked, and are ready for a life cycle. It's like a human hatchery. Are they full size whenever they come out of this?
No. Almost. There is some growth process.
Then if the soul doesn't enter, what would happen to the vehicle?
It would perish.
So a soul has to enter at that one point. This is where the choice of vehicles is made. This duplicating process is done because the radiation has affected the genetic pool. So in other words, they can create life up to a certain point, but the soul is the final deciding factor? Would that be correct?
The DNA genetic processes are like duplicating processes. There's no way that these vehicles have sentience prior to D, C, 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 a wrong turn in evolution, 95, D, C, D, C, D, C, the choice of ensoulement, capable of feeling or perception, conscious. And there is a little growth that occurs after they exit the shower part?
There is growth to the extent of the amount of genetic variation that's been applied to the particular batch of vessels produced. That's done down at the other end, where we were before. That's where I work. We're going back down past the conveyor belts. I am going to the laboratory. Going in, it has an unusual door to keep contamination out. We're going inside. It's a spinning-like thing. Almost like a department store.
Like a revolving door?
I feel very comfortable in here.
There are some. It looks like mixing boards of.
Hold on while I figure out how to explain it.
Pause. There are tables that are perforated.
They have holes in them that are about 3 inches around. And it looks like a giant.
I don't know how to describe it.
It's like a table that's 6 or 8 inches thick. Of solid material that is perforated with holes.
The whole thing emanates light. It is like a light refrigeration system for the DNA materials. And these materials are brought out. And there is a device that reads the DNA coding onto the.
It's hard to describe. It's a wand of some sort. And it goes to pre-designated containers. It appears that the light emanation from the different holes is coded so that the DNA material information is in a frequency of light.
This goes onto the rod.
Then the rod is used to encode the physical material in the ... egg.
There's another name. I can't find the word.
There are no words for the technology in English.
Why have they had to resort to this method of reproducing?
This wasn't decided to do this.
There was a decision made by all regarding these matters.
And when these things were lost in the destruction on the surface.
I'm having memories of what happened. Can you tell me what you're remembering?
Large auras of radiation. It's like bombing in the night, with saturation bombing going on the surface of the Earth.
It's 96, legacy from the stars chain reaction now. It's all being destroyed.
There are underground cities.
There's a large panic.
It's. I'm confused between what I'm seeing and what I'm remembering.
I'm outside now.
It's fine and then there is the destruction on the surface.
And now we're inside.
You said it was like bombs.
Where did they come from?
Why were they detonated?
Pause. Can you find that information?
The information is shielded. Right now it's more important to understand what happened.
Why did the destruction come about?
Do you have that memory or that knowledge?
I don't know. There are bits and pieces. It has to do with the reason why we're reproducing in laboratories. I'm in two places at once, and I have to consolidate myself.
Yes, we're just curious to know why the destruction occurred.
What caused the radiation?
All I see is this large door shielding me from this.
Your accessing of the information is something that is another experience on the planet, from another time.
That was long ago, and there's been much shifting of the understanding of the past.
It's hidden. It's hidden. It's not something that's discussed.
It needs to be healed.
It's not remembered.
Do you mean the reasons why it happened are something that nobody talks about?
They keep it hidden?
It's something that's gone.
I thought you meant they didn't want anyone to know.
It is a denial of error made.
The ability to go back to the past is closed.
So that information has been destroyed.
It's gone, in other words.
It's known, but it's not acknowledged, as to the significance of it, and how it affects the civilization and its inability to understand how they got to this point,
and why it seems that there's no place to go.
They just don't consider it important.
Is that what you mean?
Or they just don't want to talk about it?
D, C, D, C, D, C, D, C, D, C, D, C, D,
a wrong turn in evolution, 97, C, it's known by all, but in this reality this experience is not part of that.
Sadly, it's the end result of a wrong turn in evolution.
There were some processes that continued the race.
There is a sense of hopelessness, but life is there.
This is one area.
There are others, but there is sense of aloneness.
There is a sense of being just contained, and being.
Big sigh.
It's just there.
I just have no variations of consciousness.
There is great group understanding of beingness, but not any capacity to create life existences and experiences above and beyond the containment in these underground facilities.
D. Is that what you meant by the feeling of hopelessness?
C. Sadly, there is no place to go.
D. As though there is nothing beyond that?
Is that what you mean?
C. There are groups who moved off the planet.
They can come and go in certain cycles.
They have a different agenda.
His following answers were confusing.
Did he mean they were coming and going, cycles, by reincarnation?
D. Where do they go when they go off the planet?
C. They don't come and go.
They are just there.
They have their own existences in space, as we do underground in our own space.
D. You mean a different part of the planet?
C. They live in their spaceships.
They don't come.
D. They just travel in spaceships, you mean?
C. Yes.
There's a situation with the evolutionary processes that give us hope, if that can exist.
A feeling of desire for something, not hope as humans know it.
It's a desire to survive.
A desire to investigate the potentials from what we have, and go forward.
We are so limited here, and
alone.
D. But you are able to reproduce, you are surviving.
C. It's an aloneness.
It's like working in a factory that makes the same product over and over and over and over and over and over.
And it's very interesting stuff.
But there's nothing, 98, legacy from the stars, really new going on.
I guess that's the best way to put it from our human standpoint.
D. But if they're in the spaceships, where do they go?
Just fly around the planet or what?
C. The planet is dead.
There's nothing here.
They go out, and they're working on new possibilities of recreating the potential of the civilization, through reworking of the genetic coding with diversity.
D. In other words, they want to get back to what they were before, or just get back to something that's different?
C. Heal the past.
There are other members of the family on different planets that are doing other projects, but they do work with the Earth, with.
I can't pronounce the name of the planet.
It sounds like Luther, but.
He made attempts to pronounce it, but the best he could do was make the first syllable Luth, some other.
They also operate.
He was taking deep breaths.
D. Operate what?
C.
Need space.
I'm back on the planet.
It seems to be the focus of the life experience. The feelings of, well, the feelings.
D, but you are not one of the people that go back and forth in the spacecraft.
C, we're here. We go nowhere. Civilization exists. It's very interesting how it is done.
D, well, these bodies, do they have the ability to die?
C, definitely.
And by choice. It's much akin to willing oneself into the death of the vehicle.
D, so they don't grow old?
C, no.
D, do they suffer disease?
C, radiation poisoning causing genetic dysfunctions.
D, what is the radiation poisoning caused by?
C, radiation poisoning from the past has affected the genetic pool in ways where some of the codes have changed, rendering them unpredictable. They're more random than a wrong turn in evolution.
99. D, C, 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 D, C.
Specific, and that causes, what would you call it? A genetic defect. This is about as close to disease as I can relate to. So this radiation poisoning is still passed through the genes, and they never know for sure if it will come out in the vehicle. Is that what you mean? That's why there is a failure rate. It's nothing that we can't deal with, but it is limiting the possibilities of diversity. So that is something that can act as a disease. Can it also kill the vehicle?
Yes. But it's not as if that ensouling entity can't acquire another vehicle in a modality that doesn't involve emotions or death. And the replacement vehicle is ready in no time, as it were. There's also a room where some of the more unusual defects or variations are kept. There are some very hideous looking creatures, not ensouled, just defective.
Do they keep them alive?
No. It's more of a museum than it is a specimen. To show what can go wrong? Is that what you mean?
Yes. Case histories type of thing. There are some that are very, very tall, and almost look scorched. It's like burnt toast. And they're old.
Very odd. Do you think these were some of the first ones, when they were first trying this process?
It would appear to be a combination of that and defects in the experiments.
But the bodies you have at this time, is that what the bodies looked like when they were living on the surface?
No.
A deep breath, or do you have that information?
Just memories and cellular level.
Memories. We could go outside in a past life. We could go out to the place where the bricks, the huge stone buildings were.
The old part. Do you think you were alive at that time?
This was many, many, many millennia ago. But the memories are kept.
The old stone place antedates the newer cities. They antedate the apex of the civilizations. They were brought by the seed groups.
100 D, C, D, C, legacy from the stars. D, C, D, C, D, C, D, C, seed groups?
Seed groups.
The original beings. That was where they were living before the destruction. It was a cultural center that survived the rise of many political and, what you would call, theological systems.
I'm getting an image. A real fast-moving movie of what happened. It was a lush planet. There were large populations. I can only see certain areas of it. It's in bits and pieces. But the people look different?
They had gender.
They had lighter skin. Their bodies were of greater bulk. They had greater frequency modulation in the emotional level. There were greater beings of more, even human nature, in a way. There were very different ones to that were there then.
They had.
I'm seeing images of apparently helmets or headgear. They were very unusual, like winged.
Winged?
They had winged headgear. And there are diplomats of some sort. Then there are treaties being signed. And there's.
I'm in another space. It's shifted my perception.
As you're looking at it like that, accessing your cellular memory, can you see what happened to make this explosion occur?
Technological disagreements with colonists.
And separation, which is against the nature of the consciousness of the civilization.
Was it different groups of the people or what?
Various groups. More warlike attitudes creating political upheavals. Doing colonization without authorization.
There was an overreaction to a political decision that created a chain reaction of destruction, that tore the fabric of the planet's biosphere. The life support systems of the planet were rendered useless, in regards to exposure to the radiations of the binary, forcing the people to go underground, making a descending of consciousness involving decisions. There's blaming going on. Everybody, a wrong turn in evolution. 101, D, C, D, C, wants to place the blame on the experience, and the splitting of factions caused so much disruption to the group line, it tore apart our civilization. These underground cities, were they already built before this happened? The cities were built. The underground complexes were dug, expanded upon after the surface failure. So they didn't have to start from scratch. They did have some cities. It was known, because of the radical shift in light and dark on the planet, of exposure to the binary. And the binary is on the polar opposite side of the planet. They also knew that this light had certain effects, and they could use this light. The buildings have a capacity to utilize light more efficiently for their photosynthesis process, directly to the body as nourishment. They took these buildings as protection, then expanded on them as the colonies no longer had the surface to utilize for activities. This sounded as though they built the buildings originally for the growing of their type of food. Then they were put into service as living quarters because they could shield out the radiation. See, there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of doubts and reflections on things that had happened. And this is what I've has memories of as I work in the nursery. Of what was, and what now is an interesting project with no interested people. D, but you said they also had a different frequency. They had more emotions. Do you mean after they lived underground for a long period of time many of these emotions are no longer there? C, they were removed through genetic technologies, as by the initial process. D, why were the emotions removed by this process? C, because the group mind felt that they posed a threat that could possibly completely annihilate the underground cities. 102, legacy from the stars. D, C, D, C, D, C, D, C, D, C, D. Also, if they were retained, there is a part of this that I am being shielded from right now. I can't talk about that. But it seems as though they thought they should genetically remove much of these emotions so this wouldn't happen again? So that they wouldn't completely destroy themselves? As though the emotions were the blame? That is where the blame was placed. That is where the reflection of the causal and then group mind was born into that area. Not fully understood as the group mind over matter, matter being emotion. In this case, it was thought by consensus the way to survive, without thinking of the consequence. So they were turned into a group mind rather than individuals. Is that what you mean? It's always been group mind. But the emotions created problems within the group mind, but as a fracturing of the mind of the entire groups. This is the... He began to show sign of being disturbed. I'm real hot. Right now where I am. I better go down these stairs. They move by themselves, like a corkscrew. And I'm going down levels. Where are you going? It looks like different levels of places that are habitats. And it's still light. As we go through the layers, the material looks like a layer cake. And the light parts of the layers emit a light. It's very unusual. And it goes down like a corkscrew to these different layers. Then it's like a large beehive complex, as if you're looking at a wasp's nest. Layers, and there's like a large panel on the other side, which is shielded from the outside. It's like the complex is built into the side of a cliff. We enter from the top, and now we're down near the bottom of this. It's very interesting. Everything is like you would see in a transparent insect or bee makeup. What is this part used for? A wrong turn in evolution. 103. See, this is the housing. It's like a communal existence where we all live together. Group pods within the larger groups that family, soul families, inhabit. D, you mean each one has an individual cubicle, so to speak? C, no, and yes. They're like beehives. They have a central common room with smaller rooms going off to the sides. And they're connected by no doors, they're connected by walls running like partition wall setups in office complexes. D, well, do you sleep? C, yes. D, So those would be places you would sleep in?
C. This is the place.
D. I see. That helps me to understand. All right.